This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. A high-level delegation talks will be held between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Romualdez Marcos Jr. in New Delhi today. Mr. Marcos is on a 5-day state visit to India. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar has expressed confidence that talks between the two leaders will significantly deepen bilateral partnership. We have more from our correspondent.
During the bilateral talks, India and Philippines will review the entire gamut of bilateral relations by focusing on trade and investment, defense and security, maritime cooperation, agriculture, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, and digital technologies. Several MOUs in different sectors are also expected to be signed in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi and President of Philippines Ferdinand Marcos. Economic engagement is an important aspect of India-Philippines bilateral relationship. Bilateral trade between the two countries reached $3.5 billion in 2023-2024. In recent times, defense, security, and maritime cooperation between the two countries have expanded. Presence of Indian companies in the Philippines operating in various sectors like IT, healthcare, pharmaceuticals, textiles, infrastructure, chemicals, automobiles, and agriculture have increased multifold. With Bhupendra Singh, Adarsh for Akashvani News, Delhi.
A crucial meeting of the National Democratic Alliance, NDA Parliamentary Party, will take place in New Delhi this morning. It will be attended by NDA members from Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha. The meeting comes amid a stalemate in Parliament over the opposition demand for discussion on Special Intensive Revision, SIR, of electoral rolls in Bihar. The opposition parties have been demanding the withdrawal of SIR. The Lok Sabha could not take up the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the National Anti-Doping Amendment Bill 2025 yesterday for discussion amid opposition protests. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that following an all-party meeting, time had been allotted in the Business Advisory Committee meeting to discuss the National Sports Bill and the Anti-Doping Bill. India has emerged as the world's fifth biggest aviation market, handling 211 million passengers, while Mumbai-Delhi was one of the busiest airport pairs in 2024. This was stated by the International Airport Transport Association, which has released the latest edition of the World Air Transport Statistics for 2024. According to IATA, India saw 211 million air passengers last year, a growth of 11.1% compared to 2023, ahead of Japan, which handled 205 million passengers. The US remains the world's biggest aviation market. The Ministry of External Affairs has said that it is unjustified and unreasonable for India to be targeted by the United States and the European Union for importing oil from Russia after the Ukraine conflict. In a statement, the ministry asserted that like any major economy, India will take all necessary measures to safeguard its national interests and economic security. The ministry added that India began importing oil from Russia because traditional supplies were diverted to Europe after the conflict began. Chief of Army Staff General Upendra Dwivedi has inaugurated Agnishodh, an Indian Army research cell at IIT Madras aimed at turning academic research into defense-ready technologies. The center supports the Army's five pillars of transformation and focus on self-reliance under the vision of Swadeshikaran Se Shashtikaran. India pulled off a thrilling 6-run win against host England in the final cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at the Oval in London yesterday evening to level the 5-match series 2-2, chasing a target of 374 set by India. The hosts were all out for 367 in their second innings on day 5. Siraj was the star of the match with 9 wicket haul, including 5 in second innings. In Telangana, following heavy rain in Hyderabad and other parts of the state last evening, State Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy directed district collectors and officials concerned to be on high alert. In Kerala, intensity of rain is increasing. The Meteorological Department has issued warning for all 14 districts in the state. And that is the end of this news bulletin.